Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We knew that there was going to be this season that was super difficult. I mean, here I was like, Lord, really? You brought my entire family to China to watch me be beat by a three-year-old? I mean, this is not what I had in mind.
Yeah, I had to rent Erin a separate hotel room because Annie would not allow her to be in the same room.
Oh, my goodness.
She would sit, I would be holding her, and she'd be rubbing my face.
And kissing his face.
I love Daddy. I mean, who blames her, really? It's me.
Except it wasn't I love Daddy. She only spoke Chinese, Greg.
It was the
You're
Chinese
assuming
words
that's
for
what
that.
She was saying. But anyway,
whiny.
It's my story. I will tell it how I want to.
Oh, Erin.
It was brutal.
And I can remember
season.
Literally we were in, you know, this province in China in the middle of nowhere, and it was so dark. I mean, we just felt the oppression, and we got to back to Beijing to take our flight home to Chicago, and I can just remember looking at Greg and saying, have fun, have a great 13-hour flight, because you're it and I'm not. And so once we got home, Greg eventually had to go back to work, and I kind of laughed because I looked at her and I'm like, yeah, I'm it. And I continued to stand firm in that place. Somebody told us before we went, forgive her in Jesus' name, to constantly, if the child did something, if Annie did something that hurt me, that rejected, you know, pushed me away. And I mean, this woman had no idea what we were going to go through, you know, to say out loud, I forgive you in Jesus' name. And I did that throughout the trip, and it kept my heart open and prepared for when she was going to be ready. And I stood firm believing that she would be ready and that she would let me in. So constantly, you know, I'm mama, and mama feeds you, changes you, dresses you, and you're going to fight me on it, but I'm going to stand firm. I'm your mama. And so day after day, it was summertime, Arkansas, hot, humid. And so I had heard that swimming was attaching. So every single day we would go swimming. And every single day I'd stand in the water with my arms extended up saying, Annie, jump to mama. And she would shake her head, and she would jump to one of the girls because Greg was back at work. And so every single day, and I would just pray, Lord, give me the strength, give me the courage, jump to mama. Nope, nope, nope. So one day we went swimming, you know, it was day after day we went swimming. I was like, okay, once again, I held my hands up, jumped to mama. And the girls were like, literally like just pushing me aside, like, stop, mom, just let her jump to us. And instead, Annie was on the side of the pool and she looked at the girls and she looked at them and pointed her finger and she said, no, mama. And she jumped into my open arms, and I embraced her when she got to me. And that was it. That was it. I called
Goodness.
Greg sobbing, saying, whatever just happened, I'm in.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.